I'm Eric Carley. We're at the Great American Trucking Show in Dallas, and joining us right now is an old friend of the program from Conway Truckload, Gretchen Jackson. Gretchen, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. With you is a driver by the name of Tom Fox. Tom, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you.
Thanks for being here. We're going to talk about why Tom is here in just a moment. For those who don't know Gretchen, give us some background on Conway Truckload.
Absolutely. So I work for Conway Truckload. We're centered out of, or homequartered out of Joplin, Missouri. We are an over-the-road trucking carrier, all-dry van.
Right. And right now, you guys have focused on opportunities for ex-military members in trucking. Tell us about that initiative.
We do. We do. Actually, the military or ex-military individuals are perfect for our industry. I mean, they're accustomed to being out away from their homes.
Right.
They're familiar, obviously familiar, with driving or working under very difficult conditions, which is what all of our professionals do. I mean, you know, they have to make quick snap decisions. They're just good, hardworking individuals that are exiting from the military that we feel very confident would work in the and transition very well into transportation.
Right.
Conway Truckload, we have a military advocate. And what we do is we just try to get on the bases, and we try to get on the job boards for the military so that we can let them know that, hey, we're out here. We're offering you guys jobs. We're offering you free training. Sponsorship programs. We work with the GI Bill, at, you know, which most carriers will do that. I mean, we're just trying to make sure that we get our brand and our name out there in front of them so that they know that they have options whenever they transition out.
Sure. Tom, tell us about your military experience, sir.
Well, I spent 21 years in the Air Force. I walked off the parade ground. I went to Laredo to take a road test for the company. And right after that, I went to orientation. I've been here ever since.
Wow. That's just fantastic. My dad, former Air Force, retired Air Force, and as an Air Force brat, I know a little bit about that life. Why did you choose the Air Force years ago?
Because I didn't want to join the Army.
<I'm sorry. laughs>
I was more into high tech than beans and bullets. So
yeah, there you go. And why get into trucking after military?
Well, it's up to. I thought my dad wanted to do that, and we had an uncle when I was a kid that had a truck, and I just thought that was, you know, where he was going, and my dad was my hero, and that's kind of followed in his footsteps.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, this is interesting because my dad and my maternal grandfather, both truck drivers before and after their military career, and, you know, there is that common thread in trucking and military. There's that discipline that the job has got to be done, and there's also that satisfaction in knowing that you are doing a job that in trucking it is the backbone of the economy. Obviously in the military it is the backbone of our nation.
There is, and in this company here, like I said, they treat you like an adult. It's kind of like the military. They give you a place to be and a certain time to deliver, and then they leave it up to the individual to within parameters to get the job done. And it's, you know, it's kind of like the military. You're not micromanaged. You just go out there and do your thing and get it done.
Yeah. And what kind of feedback are you guys getting there, Conway Truckload, from these ex-military that are now driving trucks for Conway Truckload?
Oh, I mean, they transition just, it's very easy. It's just as Tommy spoke. I mean, you know, the mission never fails.
Yeah.
That's the way they're trained. So picking up and delivering freight is going to happen. And,
sure.
And easy transition, hard work, but yet it's a good job where they can earn a respectable living to support their families, have, with their GI Bill, a little offset to their income.
Right.
So it's a good transition. And, you know, military or ex-military, they're also very loyal individuals.
Yeah.
And they know. I mean, they have the work ethic that we're looking for. We know what we need to do to provide the customer service for our customers. And then we know what we need to do to keep our drivers done. And I love the way Tommy explains it, is we treat him like an adult, just like the military did.
Yeah.
You know, there's no need to have to micromanage. Here's what we need you to do. We need you to do that. We'll pay you for that.
Right. Yeah.
Tommy also, which he can speak to this too, he spoke earlier about how, you know, it's his mission, he gets it done, and he gets paid. And he gets paid for everything we ask him to do.
Right.
And what was the other thing, Tommy?
It's just that we get paid, the paycheck never bounces.
That was it. The paycheck never bounces, and it's always on time, right?
Well, that's
it. Exactly. You know, and I think that's what military members expect. You know, I'm going to do my part, I expect you to do your part.
It's a transition. When you're in the military, you are basically the backbone of the national security. Well, as a truck driver, you're the backbone of the nation's economy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's kind of an easy transition.
Yeah, and I know that it's also a great opportunity. One of the other common threads I know as an Air Force brat, while we didn't travel the globe when I was a young boy, I know my sister married a great guy who eventually became a major in the Air Force, and they got to see a lot of the world. As a driver, Gretchen, they're going to get to see a lot of this great nation of ours.
Absolutely,
out there on the road.
Yep. It's amazing whenever you talk to a driver, and at these shows is really kind of the opportunity to be able to sit down and ask questions. And, you know, we went to dinner last night, and Tommy says, oh, well, if you ever get to San Antonio, you need to eat here. If you ever get to, you know, so-and-so, then there's a great amusement park over here. You know, it's they see everything. They know where everything is. They can tell you your highways. It's it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
And so let's take that experience that you have from the military. Let's transition that. If there's anybody out there listening that hears this that's ex-military and is interested, what do they do, Gretchen?
All they have to do is just call us. We can go over all of the different programs. We have a sponsorship program. We've partnered with a couple of schools where we pay for the training and their room and board.
Yeah.
Then whenever they complete their course, they come to work for us. If they haven't, if they're an 88 Mike or they drove in the military, then we pay them for that experience when they upgrade after their training program.
Right.
You know, we work with their GI bills where we report all of their training hours for the first 12 months to ensure that they get their additional pay.
Yeah.
You know, we take care of them. We get them out there. And all they have to do is just call us or go online.
Yeah.
And I know you want that number, right?
I do.
It's 1-800-641-4748, and or you can go online to our website, and it's www.truetheblue.com. TrueToBlue.com.
Awesome. Well, Tommy, thank you for your service. We greatly appreciate that. And thank you for being here today and helping share some information with other folks that may have served in the military that may be looking at trucking as their next career move. We appreciate that. Thank you so much, Gretchen. Good
to
talk to you.
Thank you so much for having us.